Welcome to the Heart Journey Podcast. It is Flashback Friday. I'm Dr. Barbara Jean Losove. I am coming to you as a minister, but I also happen to be a psychologist. So we love encounters with Jesus. We believe Jesus heals the brokenhearted. We believe that the brokenheartedness is the trauma we see in the world when we look at that Hebrew definition. And Jesus also heals the brokenhearted within marriages. We're talking about from codependence to Christ dependence in this season. And today we're going to hear from Dr. Harold Koning, who is world renowned in his research for how faith impacts human flourishing in the medical and psychiatric field, and his wife, Charmin. They happen to be friends of mine. We actually have the same home church. But this story captures what God does in marriages. This story captures this space of time where the avoidant, so notice that Harold is the avoidant and Charmin is the pursuer. All right, so she's the anxious one, he's the avoidant one. And there's often a window right before the avoidant, or right before the anxious person just completely shuts down and is like, I'm just going numb. And the avoidant one wakes up and the anxious one hasn't yet thrown in the towel. And not that they would throw in the towel because they have committed to be faithful to their vows, which I honor greatly and believe is right and godly. But there was this space of time before she just totally kind of collapsed and he became willing. And this is that this beautiful time that we want to, that we can often see God work. And I love it when couples come to me pastorally or even clinically in this space, because we can really work in this space. And so here we're seeing them both move toward earned secured. And also we're seeing how God is moving in their marriage through a journey of empathy, a journey of understanding. God heals us, whether the person stays or leaves, whether the other person changes or not. We can see it. We can stay in the spirit. We can also see in their marriage how the past was present. You're going to see his German background, his maybe some food scarcity, some scarcity. And then in her background, the absence of father belonging with her father. So let's listen to this podcast. We'll talk more at the end. Well, we're so glad to have you in the 3W Summit. God is changing lives. He is changing our lives and helping us be more whole so that we can live lives of legacy. And I believe there's a coming revival. And this couple who you are about to meet, Charmin and Dr. Harold Koning, have really had God do a work in their marriage. And I believe God is working in marriages, working in our lives to prepare us for a coming harvest, and he's causing us to snap into place for what is to come. So welcome, Charmin and Harold. We are so glad to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's great to be here, Barbara.
Now, you two do some important work in the world. Is that correct? I mean, Harold, you are world-renowned in your field.
Yes, the field of religion and health. Have done a lot of work in that area. That might be the problem, but in any case, we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, so it's kept you busy, but you've done so much great work. And so I do want to thank you for your contributions to the field of therapy and faith and all that you have brought to us. So we are so grateful. And I know that you two are in a really happy, wonderful spot right now, but tell me what drew you two together in the first place.
Me, his kindness was the first thing that drew me to him. And I had just reached a point where I had told the Lord, I'm totally content being single. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to be looking. And within the week, here comes Harold. And as soon as I met him, you know, people say this, and I think, you know, beforehand, I thought, that's wacko, that doesn't happen. But as soon as I met him, I knew I was going to marry him. Mm-hmm. But he was just so kind. And Yeah. So that's really what drew me. And I knew that he loved the Lord. And so to me, that was a game changer. I wouldn't have considered anybody that didn't love God.
So. What about you, Harold?
Well, you know, I was looking for a companion, and I met this beautiful, tall, blonde nurse when I was filling in for a colleague of mine at a medical clinic. And, you know, she loved God. I had had a pretty dramatic conversion experience probably 6 months prior to that. And so I was really looking for, you know, a woman of God. And in every way, that was Charmin. And we did, you know, we had a lot of differences, but we also had a lot of things in common, I think, that helped the relationship. One was that, you know, certainly the thing most in common was our relationship with God and our desire to serve him. But, you know, we had fun together. We enjoyed laughing. You know, we liked fishing. She would go fishing with me, and I was passionate about fishing, and so that was a lot of fun. And you know, we enjoyed our company. Certainly, you know, those were many things that drew us together and bonded us, you know, in a way. I was sure that Charmin was the person that God had picked out for me. Even though after premarital counseling, our pastor at that time recommended we not get married. So, you know, and Charmin was you know, she pulled me aside. She says, "I don't know about this," but I just reassured her. I said, "Don't worry, it'll work out. You know, we both love God. We both want to serve him. We love and care for each other. It'll work out."
Yeah, that must have been a little off-putting, Charmin.
It was. And but after talking to him, and I just really felt like, well, he seemed like he really cared and he really loved me. Mm-hmm. And so I had peace about it, you know, yeah. And I felt like I knew him better than the guy that was talking with us beforehand.
And then from there, you two lived happily ever after?
Oh, yeah.
For at least, let me see, the honeymoon lasted for 10 days. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we got home from the honeymoon, we packed our bags and drove out here to North Carolina. And he started his fellowship right away. Mm-hmm. And I started looking for a job in the nursing field. And almost instantly, I knew that I had my hands full, and started dealing with, almost instantly, feeling rejection, very lonely. There was a lot of strife that came up because I just thought, as long as I explain to him that he's working too much, I'm sure he'll understand. Mm-hmm. It didn't work that way. And he was just as passionate about the work as I was trying to get him to slow things down. So it was we came to a skid pretty quickly along the way.
What was that like as far as the daily schedule and vacations, holidays?
Well, like I said, he started in working right away. Mm-hmm. And pretty much about 12 hours.
Initially, it was about 12 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I started in working. But to me, I loved the nursing, but my heart was at home. I wanted to be a wife, and that was something I'd looked forward to my whole life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we found a church almost instantly that we got involved in. And so we did attend a small group. And I'm so thankful for that because it brought into my life relationships that I really needed, because we moved to North Carolina and I had no friends, no family, no church. And so it was really, there was a lot. And I just very quickly went into a very deep depression, mm-hmm. Trying to deal with this and, you know, being a newlywed and trying to figure out what was going on. And so that was hard. And, but I believed that God was in this. And he did miraculously heal me of a depression. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother story in itself. And so then we did seek out counseling, actually, even the first year of our marriage. And, but for, you know, we can say if you're not wanting to change, counseling is basically ineffective because it takes both people to change. You need to change and you need to hear that. So it was pretty rough. And I think because I never had a close relationship with my own dad. And so I felt rejected by him. And so then I felt very rejected by Harold. And like I said, we had a lot of pretty intense strife. And but I thought, you know, God led us together. And I truly believed that he was going to bring this out, you know, deliver us from this. And, you know, we both had a lot of work to do. And, but so as he was out of balance with his work, I then became very out of balance with my life. And we became parents. And I just threw all my work into being, I wanted to be the best mom that I could be. And so between working and being a mom, and I was, a lot of me actually was embarrassed because I felt like, I'm a Christian. How can I be struggling like this? And it was I felt very, very bad about myself. I felt like a lot of it was my fault. And I had a hard time really admitting that to people. So, but in a way that kept me going too, because I thought, God says he'll never forsake us. And I truly took him by his word. So, did you want to add?
So, yeah. Harold, what was your perspective on all this?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I think that my wife describes it. I mean, I was passionate about serving God in my work. I felt called and doors were opening, and I felt that, you know, I felt very fulfilled in what I was doing. And that led to my neglecting Sharman. I mean, we had a lot of strife. We did have, as she said, a lot of strife. We discovered many differences. You know, we came from very different families. You know, my family was very, my mom came from Germany and lost brothers in the war, and they were extremely poverty stricken. So when they came to the States, you know, I was an only child, and I was trained to save and to work hard because that's the only way you could survive, at least in Germany during that time. And my mom kind of ruled the roof, you know, ruled the house. And there were arguments all the time. And the way they were with each other is they blew up at each other and then it was over. And they went on and it was all over. But that was not the same in Sharman's family, but I didn't realize that. I was just, you know, young, immature, focused on work, upset that she was not, you know, just upset with her over the various differences that we had and the arguments. And I felt that as we were both withdrawing into our areas that we were more familiar with. I was withdrawing into work. Sharman was withdrawing within, you know, within the family. But before we had kids, it was pretty rough though, because she had nowhere really to withdraw to. And the marriage was, you know, we married for good. So it was for both of us. There was no out. There was no way out of this. And so here, Sharman had dreamed of marrying kind of a family guy. And she didn't marry that guy. She married somebody else that was very different. And consequently, she had to give up those dreams that she had had all of her life for a close family that did stuff together. And so, you know, we've been working that out for the past 35 years. We still haven't got it. You know, we're still in the woods. You know, that we see the clearing ahead, but and we're inching towards it, but we are still in the woods working things out, you know.
That should be the definition of marriage.
Tenacity.
Right there.
Yes. Tenacity.
Yes. So Charmin, what was the hardest part, the point for you? Bring us to the hardest point.
The loneliness I felt, the rejection, and feeling like I'm trapped. I just didn't know what to do. And again, a lot of it was I was embarrassed to even admit that I felt like I had failed in a marriage that I trusted God for. And so things, you know, things didn't happen overnight. And after, you know, just all my emotions, and I felt like a single parent. You know, we didn't take family vacations. We never had one. And that was, I remember growing up, those were some very dear memories that to this day I hold very close. We didn't have a lot of money, but my dad always made sure that 2 weeks in the middle of the summer, he would take us somewhere, either St. Louis or Yellowstone Park. And it was just, I have two brothers, and they were wonderful, wonderful times. And I cherish that to this day. So, but we did, after 23 years, when I truly thought that it was just going to be this way the rest of my life, God did a miracle. And we started, I told Harold, after 23 years, I was ready, and I said, we have got to start counseling. We have to. Mm-hmm. And he said he would, but he was only going to give it 10 sessions. And so I said, I don't care. I just felt like I was losing it. And our son had dropped out of high school and left the home. And there were some I felt like a lot of it was my fault because I had poured my whole life into him. And so then we still had a daughter at home, and she was a real sweetheart, you know, but it was just, I was getting so tired. I was just getting so tired. And
you actually became sick. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Right about that same time then I, ended up with Graves' disease, which, when I first went to the doctor, the first thing he said was, have you been under any stress? And I just kind of acted like, I just said nothing unusual, because to me it wasn't unusual. And so, yeah, I lost the feeling in my legs from my knees down and have chronic pain from that. But right about the time, you know, God's timing is just that's when Harold really felt, and I still remember him saying it in counseling, that he was ready to put his marriage and make it a priority. And at the time I was like, I remember him saying it, but I didn't get very excited because I just thought there had been so many times that I'd really gotten my hopes up and they were dashed. Mm-hmm. And, but once he makes up his mind to do something, it happens. And the kindness and the love that he started showing me won me back very quickly. And I started trusting him. And there was grace that came into our relationship where there hadn't been grace before.
So this is after how many years of marriage and heart and just the ground of the marriage being so hard?
23 years.
23 years. So Harold, at this 23-year mark, what was going on for you? Because this is going to encourage a lot of women in the same situation that frankly are tempted to walk out the door.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to remember what happened there because it was kind of a gradual process. You know, from the day one, I prayed every day for Charmin. You know, it was part of my personal prayer. And, you know, I got my ministry was my work, but I didn't realize that God had called me also to be a husband and a father. And I didn't realize it to that extent. You know, I always realize it to some degree, but I didn't realize it, you know, the rewards that I was getting from work were just phenomenal. You know, just the open doors, they just took away, you know, I just kind of got drunk on all that attention. And meanwhile, my wife is standing by me and being neglected. And so gradually over time, we have gone to counseling between weekly and monthly. Now we're at every 6 weeks. You know, I'm almost 70. I suspect when I get to be 80, we'll get to every 2 months. But all of that counseling, my connection with God, my listening closer to God, becoming more aware of my wife and her needs, it all came together. It just kind of slowly, gradually came together such that, you know, I increasingly realized just how precious she was to me. Mm-hmm. And how, even though it seemed initially that she was against my ministry, against all the work that I was doing, changing the world, mm-hmm. she was against that. She hated it, and she did. Her very hating it helped to form and shape me in doing the things I did. So she was my helpmate without my even recognizing it. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how she was contributing. I was expecting it from another direction. Mm-hmm. And when I really think back at it now, I see that's why he put us together, that he put us together as helpmates. And, you know, I didn't do so good those first 23 years, but, you know, I'm working on it now.
Looking back, can you see times where the Holy Spirit was trying to convict you or soften you, but there was maybe a blind spot?
You know, I'm pretty regimented, okay, mm-hmm. that in general. And, you know, I knew I had to be committed to Charmin and our kids. I knew that. It was clear on that. So I would take off about 6:30 every night, spend the rest of the night with the family, and wouldn't work on Sundays except for a few hours in the morning, you know, before church. And I developed no friendships outside of Charmin and the kids. So every moment of time, other than what I was doing with the work ministry, was devoted exclusively to the family. So I guess at that time, I thought that was enough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't enough. I mean, it wasn't enough for Charmin. The kids, you know, they got tired of spending time with me because it was every night they had to spend time with their dad for an hour. You know, and on Sundays they had to go with me and play and stuff like that. So they were glad when, you know, when I wasn't around in some respects, so they were more free to do what they wanted to do. But it wasn't the case for my wife. And again, the arguments were almost constant. We disagreed about money. We disagreed about time. We disagreed about almost everything. We were just so different people in the way we were raised and the things that we wanted out of life. And we were both, I was getting what I wanted out of life, but Charmin was not. Yeah. And that was, you know, that was the issue. The only thing I can do right now is to continue to work on it, continue to show her how much I care about her. You know, be more flexible with my schedule. You know, things change though as you're, you know, as you are in a profession. Initially, you have to work very hard to be successful. And right now, I just don't have any, because of that hard work I did, I don't have any pressures. I don't have any boss. I basically am in control of all of my time. So it's not as intense as it used to be. And so, and I realize how important she is to me. And the combination of less demands and my maturing and getting closer to God has brought me closer to her and realizing, you know, just how incredibly important and precious she is in my life, you know.
Sharman, what would you say to the woman who's in your shoes 10, 12 years ago?
What would I have said to that person?
A woman who's in your shoes where you were 10 or 12 years ago.
Don't give up. I mean, it wasn't an easy road, but we didn't allow us to even say the word divorce. It wasn't an option. And it is not easy, but I clung to the word of God. And God has done in the past some pretty miraculous things in my life. And so he was very, very, very real to me. And so I knew, like I said, there were a couple scriptures that really, they became my lifeline. And I knew that God was real. I knew that he promised that there was nothing that was too difficult for him. And I didn't see there's nothing too difficult for him except for the Koenig marriage. That was not written there. So I took him at his word. And I think just the word of God is alive and it's real. It's not easy. It's not easy being married. But especially when you're like, we are so extremely different. But I'm so very thankful that I waited it out.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. This testimony makes me reflect a lot on the father heart of God. And, you know, Sharman, your father hunger and your hunger for love from a man. And then, Harold, you understanding the father's heart towards your wife. You know, I just see the father in your testimony, and it's so beautiful what the Lord is doing. And I know it's real, actually, because I know you two personally. Mm-hmm. So it is real and true what the Lord is doing. Harold, I want to ask you if you would be willing to pray for the women out there, to pray for their hearts and for their husbands, and that they would have this kind of reconciliation that you and Sharman have had. Would you be willing to do that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Dear Lord, we know that you're here right now, and I ask you to help me put it into words that will bless women and their marriages and their husbands. And, I guess, as my wife said, Lord, it's really been you that has kept us together. And I pray that you would be close to every woman that listens to this, that you would feel your presence, that you would give her hope for her marriage, and that you would help direct and guide her to minister to her husband in a way that he can receive it, which is very hard when a husband is not meeting your needs. But you don't do it for your husband. You do it for God. And God will always reward you, always. So that's really, I think, Lord, we know that is what you desire. You desire to become closer to us. And I just pray that you would become closer to these women, to their husbands. You would bond them together, that you would give them hope in their marriage. And help them to carry the burden that involves a no other way out, no other way out, Lord. That you would help to convince, to work it out together, that they're in this for the long haul. That feelings are very important, but a relationship is so much more than feelings, Lord. That you would help them to bear, you know, when the feelings are not there, to do what you would have them to do in the marriage. Yes. And we just thank you, Lord, for always being there to direct us And we ask for just special blessings for the women who have taken the time, and their husbands perhaps, to join them in listening to you know, this program, whatever. Lord, thank you, dear Father, for everyone connected here. We ask you for blessings on Barbara, for her to have created this and made this possible. We ask for special blessings on Tim and helping him to, you know, help her get through all the technology, Lord, that you did miraculously just a few minutes ago for us. And with that, Lord, again, every person that is listening to this, Lord, be close to them, be close to their heart, give them the strength to persist and to make marriage a priority in their lives, no matter where they are in the marriage. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Harold and Sharman, for being with us. You had said earlier that you can do what you want with your time, and we thank you for giving your time to the World Women's Wholeness Summit, and we so appreciate it.
All right. Now, this was a great podcast, as you can see, for us to listen to in this series. It's a fresh word for us. No matter where you are at, God wants to heal you. If you are struggling with avoidant attachment, if you're struggling in a marriage, if you're struggling with anxious attachment, disorganized attachment, we want to attune to the Father. And in our long suffering, I want you to know that God is working. He is at work. If God spoke to you something in this podcast, it is for you. I want you to take it as a nugget and hold on to it. We need to attune to the word of God and not the word of the accuser. We need to attune to the word of God and the hope of God, not the word of the resentment or the accuser that tries to bring us into resentment. And we need to let the Lord heal these pains and wounds from our childhood so that we're not so vulnerable to that codependency. All right, now let me pray for you. Lord, I pray whether the people are anxious or avoidant or anywhere in between or a combination, that you would heal. God, I pray that you would help the people listening and following to obey you today, because in obedience, there is safety. In obedience, there's growth. In obedience, there's human flourishing, because we're called and made to be obedient to you. Beloved, I speak hope into your life, into your soul, that hope that is an anchor of the soul through Jesus Christ. The Lord has worked in my marriage. The Lord has worked in Dr. Koning's marriage. The Lord is going to work in your marriage. And by the way, we have more content from Dr. Harold Koning coming soon. Make sure you do your self-parenting work. Get this free resource, drbarbaraministries.org/self-parent. I love you. Follow us in all the social media and podcast places. Tell others about this podcast. There are people hurting that need this word. The Lord's called me to make content lavishly right now and just pour it out. Pour out heaps of his goodness on others and help them heal. So send this to others. Love you bunches.